Welcome back to another episode of Ringside with Jim. It's your boy, Jay Vish. This time I'm joined by my co-host on Pay-Per-View Take Two, pro wrestling booker and all-around bad motherfucker, Jared. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you this evening?
Dude, doing good. This time we are going to be checking out Samoa Joe versus Mitsuharu Misawa from Pro Wrestling Noah. Do you know when this match took place by chance?
2001. 2001. Yeah, I think so.
There you go. So you can watch along with us as always by checking out the video. It is in the description. It is on YouTube. So get yourself set up to 5 seconds. Hit pause. We'll do a little countdown and we'll watch it together.
My bad. It was 2005.
Well, there you go.
Sorry.
3, 2, 1, play.
All right. This is clearly in Japan.
Yeah, right.
This is Samoa Joe, 2005. Good God. He's still wrestling in 2018 and is a force.
Yeah. Well, you know you're in Noah when you got the green mat.
Yes, sir. Noah, by the way, that was like, for fans that don't know, think of New Japan right now. New Japan was in their lull at this time, and Noah was, like, taking over. And now Noah's sort of the feeder system for New Japan. So the hierarchy in Japan has drastically changed over the last 13 years.
Yeah, but there was that Dark Ages in New Japan. I don't think a lot of people know that.
No, it was, you know, they lost, as soon as they lost some of their bigger names to just retirement, it took them a long time to get back to it. And then, you know, they really haven't hit their golden age again until about 2008, yeah. 2009, when Gato took over as the booker there. And now they've really seen a renaissance. They're the top promotion in the world as far as in-ring product goes.
Yeah. Here we got a very baby-faced Samoa Joe. I mean, like, a literal baby face.
I was going to say, he doesn't mean that in a way like he's the good guy. He is wearing a TNA shirt here. This must have been when Noah and TNA were working together. I think they're working together again now.
Yeah, it also says TNA on the little bar below. Yeah, they are working together again. That's how they had Ishimori, but he has now left there. So, but they do have a working relationship with Noah.
And here comes possibly the greatest pro wrestler in the history of the business, Misawa!
A lot of people wouldn't disagree with you there.
No, Dave Meltzer is up there with him, too. I believe he thinks Misawa is definitely in top five. It's hard to say whether or not Misawa, I think if he hadn't died in ring, which is probably the saddest part of this story, he'd still be wrestling. And he'd still be in that spot with New Japan where he's doing those old things with like now Suzuki's doing. Imagine if Misawa was in that position.
Yeah.
Tune
in next week when we'll be watching the outs. We're not going to watch God. That match.
Misawa has looked 52 years old since he was 11. So yeah. Put that down in your books, kids. He looked this way when he was 12.
He looks fucking old here.
Yeah, he's not that old here, though, really. I mean, he is an absolute juggernaut of a wrestler. Him and Kenta Kobashi had what Dave Meltzer retroactively called the first 6-star match, although he only gave it 5 stars the first time they wrestled.
He hadn't broken the scale yet?
Nope.
This guy reading some ancient monk relic in the ring.
Ah, thank goodness for Mr. Fuji here.
It just looks like an old monk reading a scroll.
Yes, it does. No clue who the ref for this match is, but there's Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe, by the way, doesn't look like he's aged much either.
No.
You called him a baby face, but like for the most part, he looks the same now as he did then.
Kinda. Doesn't he have some facial hair now? Like a little bit like stubble,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit, yeah. He looks like, you ever see South Park? He looks like Samoa Joe's evil twin,
yeah.
Or doppelganger. You know?
Here we go.
That famous green mat, as you pointed out. The young boys on the outside. Not just a staple of New Japan, but all of Japanese wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah, the green mat, it's like they still use that shit, I think.
Oh, it's such a staple for him. 188 centimeters, 127 kilograms. No idea what that is converted into English or, no. Or non-metric, I mean. We speak the King's English here, son.
That's right. We have our own system.
He is the GHC heavyweight champion, the 11th in its history.
There we go. That is an
at ringside, ringside, we have... pound symbol, middle finger, pound symbol, pound symbol.
Japanese Gary Busey. Post-motorcycle accident. There we go.
Sawa all business, Samoa Joe all business here as well.
I expect this to be a motherfucker of a match.
Misawa and Joe are going to beat the fuck out of each other in this match. That little graphic on the bottom looks like a video game graphic.
Yeah, it does.
Ready, ready, fight. Lock up here, Joe, putting him into the corner area to the ropes. I wonder if he does the signature Samoa Joe spot here where, yep, there it is. Begs off.
Combo breaker.
Again, a bunch of gibberish in the bottom there. Lock up here again.
Space language.
That referee looks like the guy from Ninja Turtles.
Which one?
The pizza delivery boy.
Could be.
He also in Surf Ninjas. I don't know if you ever saw that movie. Nice wrist control here from Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe still wearing the same pants. Like, he's still wearing those pants right now.
And those are the same pants Misawa always fucking wore.
Oh, yeah. Probably buried in those pants.
He probably is. Probably is. This match being very well documented in photographic form. Good. 47 yep. Cameramen are on the ring.
The staple of Japanese wrestling. 1,000 cameramen and a bunch of young boys on the outside.
I take it that technology has gotten to a point where they can just extract pictures now at a high enough quality from the video that they don't need to have photos. Is that the deal?
They still have 1,000 photographers on the outside of New Japan
shows.
No, they
do, but I'm saying like WWE doesn't.
It could be. Otherwise, I think they have a few camera people.
You never see them.
On the outside, you know? You're right, though. You don't. Look at the pacing here and walking around the ring. Like a couple of bulls circling each other. Another lockup into a side headlock here from Misawa.
Is this a 5-star match or what? Is this a Dave Meltzer 5-star?
I don't know if it got 5 stars, but this was match of the year voted on for Noah, so.
Oh, yeah.
It does take, again, it's Japanese wrestling, so they take their time getting started, and then it becomes a train wreck towards the end. Bumps off here, off the ropes. Oh. Oh, you're getting that spot you see at every indie show now in 2018. The two big guys in the ring, they're just going to run into each other. Oh, Masao with some forearms, though. Joe does it now. Oh!
It is.
I hit him right in the goddamn chin. Masao was one badass motherfucker.
Oh, Joe. Shit.
Oh, suicide dive.
It's a crazy thing that Joe's made like main events in WWE now.
It is. There's one of those guys I never thought would translate to WWE because I just didn't think he'd cut the promos necessary. And yet now he's one of the best on the mic guys they have. So
I just figured that they just wouldn't, you know, sign him because he's chubby or whatever.
Yeah, but I think as soon as they signed Kevin Owens, everyone's like, oh, they can get Joe now. Oh, chop there. Ooh.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's one guy I wouldn't want to be chopped by, Misawa or Joe.
Do you offhand know what year it was when Misawa died?
I don't. I should probably know that, though, shouldn't I?
I don't know.
Such a giant Misawa mark.
Not sure. I will look.
I was looking it up right now. I already got it up. He died in... Where is it?
He died...
2009. June 13th, 2009, at the age of 46.
Damn. Congestive heart failure. In the ring, though, man. That's...
Yeah.
That's intense.
Can't imagine all those chops he took over the years were good for his heart.
Like a fucking samurai, though. That's why, yeah, like, you know, he goes down for me like that. I think of him like a fucking mythical creature, you know? This
yeah,
point.
Like a Spartan out on a shield, you know?
Exactly, dude. Yeah, you that's my view.
Vader talks about all the chops he took in his career being the reason his heart is the way it is, and I'm just like, it's that or the triple cheeseburgers, brother.
It's that or the fact that you've been fucking fat your whole life.
Yeah. I mean, Vader looks like the kind of guy that looked that way since he was like 10. He was just walking around with that mask, overweight, punching kids in the... Ooh, nice chop there.
Do you know he's born and grew up in Compton?
Yes.
That's crazy.
I didn't know that.
Fucking nuts, man.
Samoa Joe with a chop-punch combo. He still does that to this day. It's weird seeing a guy in like the early part of his career already getting his signature stuff. That he would perfect and continue to do later on. One, two. Oh. I swear to God, if that match ended right there, I'd have been, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, your main event, that's one thing I never understood
And I think if you're doing a main event, you should wait at least 10 minutes before you even go for the first pin, because nobody's buying your pinfalls in the main event if it's under 8 minutes.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't even bother with it. Just like fucking headbutts, man.
Oh! It's just the sweat flying off of Joe from those forearms.
That's good. Got the kick pads, though.
Yep, that's signature Ring of Honor stuff right there. I know he's in TNA here, but he's fresh off of Ring of Honor.
Hey, welcome to Ring of Honor, kid. Here's your complimentary kick pads.
Here's your kick pads, and you have to do something flippy.
Me too. Kick pads and fucking tribal trunks.
Here comes the boot. Well, yep, the boot paintbrush. Jesus, Joe, have you added anything to your arsenal in the last 13 years? Ooh, missed that one by a mile.
And they got... It kind of looked like shit from this angle.
Yeah. I think it would have looked even worse from the other angle.
So what, if he died in 2009 at like almost 50? I mean, he's fucking over 40 years old here, Masawa.
Yeah, my bad. I thought he was in his mid-30s here. But yeah, you're right. Late, it's mid-40s here. Mm-hmm. Or early 40s. Samoa Joe looks like Fat Elvis.
Fat Elvis.
Right there, didn't he? A little bit. Hulk, Hulk, Bernaloo. Oh, that is terrible, Joe. Oh, that is ugly. Somewhere right now, Ultimo Dragon wants to do a run-in.
Ultimo Dragon
is pissed.
He's shedding a single tear.
But you can't see it because he's wearing a mask.
I have that. I made a meme I had to fucking post every time Cena does an STF.
Sad Ultimo Dragon.
Yeah, it's Ultimo Dragon fucking shedding one tear.
Do you ever see Ultimo Dragon without the mask? Because I have it. Two only there.
I don't know. He was rumored to be very handsome.
I know Rey Mysterio was because, what's his name? Tony Schiavone wouldn't shut up about how handsome he was on his podcast. Right hand there from Samoa Joe.
As I understand it, Stephanie wanted Ultimo Dragon to take his mask off when he was in WWE because he was so handsome. Jeez.
Oh, fuck! Jesus! Joe has a family! My God! You know, they, But I remember talking to a wrestler who had been to Japan, and they get very offended if you don't lay your shit in. Like, he was talking about how he did, you know, when he first got there, they were going softer. You know, he was doing the American style, you know, he didn't actually hit him. And then he did a match with this big Japanese guy. He was working for DDT at the time, and the guy just beat the fuck out of him. And then afterwards, like, the only English the guy could speak was, "You hit me next time, real," and slapped his chest. So he understood from there to beat the fuck out of him. And after that, he was like, "Okay, everyone respected me because I just started hitting him."
Yeah.
Like, the Japanese wrestlers never got the memo that it's not real.
Yeah, right.
That got lost in translation. Into the corner, there goes Misawa Joe after him.
It's interesting how pro wrestling in Japan is pretty young, all things considered, versus, like, its popularity in America or in Europe.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how they quickly became, like, the best at it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it blends their other styles and things like that. But yeah, you're right. It was about the 1950s when it really took off in Japan. And then it wasn't until Carl Gotch got there that it really took off. And he trained some of those guys like Inoki, or helped train some of those guys like Inoki and Big Baba and or Giant Baba and all those guys. So it is kind of funny how relatively new it is for them, considering ours started in the early 1900s, late 1800s, if you want to count the circuit or the traveling carnival.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, but...
it's the best shit. I mean, especially back in the... in the 90s?
And, oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, right now, kind of, as well.
Yeah, I would say right now, New Japan's at their peak. I can't think of a better time to be a New Japan fan than right now. You know, it's tough, because you go back and you watch the old All Japan shows with, like, Stan Hansen and Bruiser Brody taking on, you know, God knows who over there, and it was just a great time for wrestling. But they're definitely in their golden age, and everyone thought it would be over when Shinsuke left and AJ left, and some of their other bigger stars have gone on to other things, and yet they just replaced him with Kenny and all the other, and Okada and all those guys.
Yeah.
One, two. And the juniors. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen New Japan put such a focus on their juniors the way they are right now.
That's good shit. It's popular right now.
Yeah, especially in the mid-90s, I guess, when you had the Tiger Mat, Black Tiger, and beautiful slam there. I love Samoa Joe's quick slam there that Randy Orton took.
Yeah, I like that as well. Oh.
Into an armbar there.
I wish somebody other than Randy Orton did it in WWE.
Yeah, but Randy Orton does it beautifully, though.
He does, but I hate him, so I can't enjoy it.
Yeah, I get that. Like, Misawa's got one finger here to block it. Misawa's got so much strength in that one finger, he's blocking the hyperextension of the arm here. There we go. Joe put his name on his wrist tape so that he would remember it after he gets hit hard by Misawa.
Your name's Joe.
What's your name? Looks at his wrist tape after getting hit in the head by Misawa for 20 minutes. Joe.
There you go.
It was a very slow-paced heavyweight match in for Japanese wrestling. So if you're not into Japanese strong-style wrestling, this isn't for you. But this is my style of wrestling. I love watching this type of wrestling. I know Jim wanted me to do a lucha match, and next time I do this, I'll whatever you got for me. You want to do Phoenix versus Aerostar, whatever you got. The corner there.
Oh, missed it.
Oh, he missed. God damn it, Joe. Joe's frustrated. That pissed Joe off. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Like when Cena got pissed at WrestleMania because he fell down on the Taker thing.
Yeah.
On the kick. Nice splash there. One, two. Two only.
Yeah, this is a good match. I was
very frustrated.
You can tell Misawa's slowed down from his main matches in the fucking 90s and shit.
Oh, yeah. He's now the babyface in peril. He's now just going to take everything you got, brother. He'll make you look like $1 million and then he'll make his comeback. Oh, going for a pile driver here. Nope, blocked here by Misawa. Coming up 6/12 and 2010. We've got actually no, they do their dates backwards, don't they? So that'd be 06.
Yeah,
that'd be... You know what the fuck's going on over there? Pound sign.
They do day driver. They do day month here.
Oh, powerbomb with the pin too. You don't see that in the WWE anymore.
There you go.
Into a beautiful STF.
That's nice actually
that would not make Ultimo Dragon cry. Although Misawa's laying flat on the mat here and not really allowing Joe to do anything with it. Oh, there Joe's like, fucking idiot.
It's probably a big deal for Joe pretty early in his career going to Japan, taking on Misawa. That's fucking serious business.
Couldn't imagine how nervous he was coming into this. That's a tough tall order right there, especially with the language barrier. I always wondered that. And I've talked to guys who've been to Japan. They're like, it is tough. It's not easy.
Well, they know the moves. They know the American names for the moves because that's what they're called, you know? So suplex is still suplex, Long ref Long Duck Dong getting in there asking Misawa if he wants to keep going.
Long Duck Long. Hey, sexy girlfriend!
Do you want to continue?
Oh, there we go. By the way, that would not be allowed in 2018, that movie. No way is Long Duck Long in a movie in 2018. I got to the ropes there. Did Misawa shaking it off? Misawa's got his ass kicked for the majority of this match. Joe is bleeding somehow, though.
Most good movies wouldn't be okay in 2018 because our society sucks.
Oh, into the corner goes Misawa. Joe now. Oh, Misawa. Club and blows to the back. Not a lot behind those. Oh, there was something on that, though. Jesus. It's like he heard me from the grave and came back and just hit him as hard as he could.
Exactly. You want it hard, motherfucker?
Now, I strongly considered saying, let's do a Kenta Kobashi versus Misawa match, but they're all over like 40 minutes. Oh, beautiful armbar variation here. I don't know that I've ever seen an inverted armbar like this.
I'm glad I thought about doing this because this is the most fun ever doing this show. I don't care. People like listening to it. I enjoy doing it.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
This is way more fun than just me sitting here watching this. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you want to hear my golden voice more, you can see it on Fully Loaded TV. Go ahead and subscribe on YouTube to Fully Loaded Wrestling. New episodes every Monday at 9 p.m. Central. Got my plug in, Jim.
Tremendous.
Misawa to his feet. Samoa Joe to his feet.
Wait for our rest holes and put the fucking plugs in there.
Damn right. Oh, nice forearms right there to the neck.
Ooh, it's scary.
Ooh.
Again.
Did you ever hear Tanahashi did a couple different interviews where like he talked about, I know I posted one picture on my Twitter account, JJ or whatever it is, PPT2, but where he said they don't move.
Oh, shit.
Muscle Buster. Oh. He just killed Teddy Hart. He killed him. Oh, balls. That's a bad pin. Two only.
He doesn't do the Muscle Buster anymore.
They don't let him after he killed Teddy Hart with it.
Not Teddy Hart.
Tyson Kidd. My bad. Sorry.
Tyson Kidd. Dude, Teddy Hart just debuted again in AAA. yesterday.
Good for him.
He's back.
Oh, wait, how did he cross the border? Oh, yeah, Mexico doesn't care. It's Canada that cares. Into the quarter goes Misawa. But as I was saying, someone asked Tanahashi, why do you hit your opponent in the neck instead of the head?
Oh, shit. Oh, I thought he was going to do another one.
Nope. Locked. Oh. Oof. Beautiful. Overhead. I can never remember what that's called.
You keep trying to get to that and your story, and they just keep fucking doing badass. Holy shit.
Yeah, I figured they'd pick up the space. He just hit him on his head there. One, two. Oh, fuck. But that might have been the finish. I'm like, I don't remember Joe winning the title.
Yeah.
But anyways,
on his fucking head. Okay, you may be able to do it now while he sells. Tell your story.
Tanahashi said, "If you hit like that to the head, the match would be over fast, and then the fans wouldn't enjoy the match as much as they do. But by hitting him in the neck, it allows the fans to see high impact moves that hurt your opponent and wear them down without ending the match too quickly. Because after all, they are in the entertainment business. Oh fuck!
I mean, he throws those though, dude.
Jesus, catch these elbows."
And you go and no matter how fucking much Misawa stiffs you at the end, you take his hand and thank the man.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for fucking kicking my ass.
It's like getting. Oh, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
My recorder stopped here, so hopefully you still got yours going. I'm getting error messages everywhere.
Yeah, I'm good.
Two. Sorry. Okay.
The show's on the fly, man. Anything could happen.
Yes, I apologize. All of a sudden, I got a bunch of error messages. Here we go. Right hand there. Right forearm, excuse me. Jesus, Misawa. Oh!
This is just kind of what you fucking... Yeah, this is just two bigger guys just fucking going at it, man.
Yeah, this is heavyweight awesome. Japanese wrestling, and Misawa's decided this is what he wants to do with you.
Oh, bitch. Oh, what's this?
Uh-oh. Running. Oh! Dumped him right on his head. One, two, no.
Oh my god, we should be drinking with this and take a shot every time someone gets dumped on their head.
I am drinking. Oh, fuck! That's concussion worthy. He just grabs his hand like, nope, we gotta make sure he doesn't touch the rope here. Oh, that's it! That's the end of the match!
Holy shit!
He might have been legit knocked out there. Someone throws a streamer in right over top of Joe's dead body.
Yeah.
Appropriate in a Misawa match talking about dead bodies.
So this was nominated as one of the best matches from Noah that year, or in general?
Right. One of the best matches in Noah. It was actually voted on by the fans as one of the best matches. You know, I can't imagine it wouldn't be, but I expect maybe a little bit more from Noah. The end of that match was a hell of a flurry of power moves, but the beginning was a little slower than I anticipated. But then again, Misawa was like 42, and
yeah,
the pace has to be that way if they're going to go 25 minutes.
Yeah, pretty good match overall.
Oh, yeah. Joke dominated for the majority of it, which you expect. And then Misawa at the end is like, okay. All right, I'm just going to beat the fuck out of you with my forearms.
I love you on your head a few times. I love this touch always in Japanese wrestling. Yeah. After the match, they come out with the ice and the fucking, you know, tendo in the ring. I love that.
Yeah. There was a moment I was watching with Bruiser Brody where one of the young boys brought him his ice pack and Bruiser Brody dumped the dude on his head and threw the ice pack at him. It was fucking hilarious. Because awesome. He's Bruiser Brody. He can't be seen as weak, you know?
You go.
He's presented the championship here by a Bond villain.
Belt stolen, no doubt.
Oh, and he gets a cup. So apparently this was for a cup. I didn't know that. I apologize.
That's fucking awesome. Not bad. So I think that's going to do it, man. Thank you, as always, for listening. Follow Jared on Twitter at JaredPPVT2. Follow me at SuplexCityLimit. We'll be back in the future watching more shit. See you then.